evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, February 6th. This is Michael Collins Piper. This is Mike Piper Live. This is not a rebroadcast. Sorry I missed the show last evening, folks. You know, it's kind of funny. I intended to do this show, which is, of course, starts at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, my time. And then at 10 o'clock, I figured I'd turn on the news and find out what was happening with the elections. Well, as it was, I was sound asleep during all that big news. And you know, it didn't make much of a difference because the election news hasn't changed. The election news hasn't changed at all, folks. Ron Paul's candidacy is continuing to be suppressed. You know, he didn't really win that much any more than he had before, but again, they did everything they could to make him appear to be a non-candidate. Although it's interesting, in the places where people turned out in the caucuses, it seems that Ron Paul did pretty well. Isn't that interesting that where people actually show up in person and can actually be counted, a real live head count, Ron Paul has done pretty well. That's happened more than once during this campaign. But in any case, no, Ron Paul's campaign has been suppressed again by the media, and you know what, folks? I really am starting to feel somewhat vindicated because, you know, the Hillary Clinton fans were telling me just yesterday afternoon, that, oh, well, Hillary's going to really even things out tonight. Hillary's going to be the nominee tomorrow night. That is, or I should say last night, was supposed to settle it for Hillary, but no, folks. It has been working out this past couple months in the Democratic primaries, just like I've been telling you for a long, long time here on this program, and I'm glad these programs are archived, because if I end up being proven right, well, you know, there's no way you can really tell if a person's proven right in something so subjective as this, but I've been saying from the beginning that the mass media, the powers that be, were building Barack Obama up to bring Hillary Clinton down, to cut her down to size, to possibly even block her outright from the Democratic presidential nomination. I'm not here to suggest to you that they like Barack Obama either. No, in fact, if anything, I have a feeling that Barack Obama's candidacy has taken off a little bit more than they intended, because, you know, people in this country do get entranced, as we well know. Those of us who are informed, those of you who are listening to this broadcast, and the people who listen to the Republic Broadcasting Network here at republicbroadcasting.org, we are informed, and we don't allow ourselves, hopefully, to be stampeded and led along by the nose by the mass media. So, you know, sometimes even the media, you know, as much power and influence as they have, you know, they can make a politician or they can break him or her. I think sometimes even they don't appreciate how much power they have. So I, in a sense, as I say, I feel vindicated, because I do think that there has been this deliberate effort to scuttle Hillary Clinton's front-running candidacy. Now, of course, I always have to remind you, that doesn't mean that I'm saying that Hillary Clinton is a good candidate or a good person or a good patriot or anything like that. I'm just saying that I don't think that the powers that be completely trust Hillary Clinton. Now, we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back, plus a few other things that are in the news, and then I'm going to go to the phones here. The number, of course, is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. All right, folks, we are going to the break. Stay tuned.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collin Pfeiffer here. Well, before we went to the break, I was reiterating my point that I make time and time again, and which I know bothers a lot of people, because a lot of people just absolutely despise the Clintons, and they take anything you say that might suggest that other bad people don't like the Clintons as somehow an endorsement of the Clintons, or to suggest that the Clintons may actually have some good bones in their bodies and that they might actually do something right. No, that's not what I'm saying, and I want to emphasize that again. But the very fact that Barack Obama, and I'm trying to you stick to that pronunciation, I guess that's how he pronounces his name, Barack Obama. We have to face the fact that the mass media has given Barack Obama very, very friendly promotion. And whether you like it or not, folks, I don't think, and I never have thought, the mass media in America gave Bill and Hillary Clinton favorable promotion. I can hear a lot of you out there gasping and gulping and saying, my God, Piper must be a Clinton lover. He must really be a liberal. He's inside of the Clintons. No. What Piper is here to tell you is this. Piper is telling you the fact that the only reason why we know so much dirt about the Clintons is because we heard it in the mass media. Now, of course, the independent media brought out a lot of information about the Clintons over the years, and not a lot of it always being accurate, I might add. But the fact is, it was the mass media that hyped the Monica Lewinsky scandal. It was the mass media that talked about talked about the Whitewater scandal. In fact, it was the New York Times that led the way. The New York Times, folks, the great liberal daily newspaper, the great pro-Israel newspaper, the so-called newspaper of record, it was the newspaper of record, the New York Times, that told us so many scoops about the Clintons 8 years ago and 12 years ago that were of a negative nature. So the fact is, we shouldn't get ourselves hung up on the idea that the mass media has promoted the Clintons. During this last 3 months, ladies and gentlemen, if you look at the media coverage, you will see that the Clintons have not gotten good coverage in the media, conservative or liberal. Now, that brings us up to another point here. John McCain. Now, I have said from the beginning, since I've been broadcasting this show and going back actually many, many years, that John McCain is a bad guy. Now, I'm here to tell you that I don't want you to lump me in with Ann Coulter and Laura Ingraham and Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and all these kosher conservatives hanging around on Fox News, these kosher conservative Judas goats who are saying McCain is a liberal. Folks, if you look at John McCain's voting record, now this is interesting, folks. Bear with me. I know this is going to sound a little different from what you're hearing about John McCain from Coulter and Ingraham and Limbaugh and company. If you look at John McCain's voting record over the years in both the U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate, he has gotten consistently high ratings from your traditional conservative groups. Not perfect ratings, but relatively high ratings, and likewise, relatively low ratings from liberal groups. So John McCain is not all that liberal, but he has been a staunch water carrier for the interests of Israel. And of course, that is probably the primary reason I despise John McCain, because he is such a slobbering toady for the interests of Zionism. And when I use the term Zionism here, I mean Zionism in the global sense of Zionism. I'm not just talking about the sense of the state of Israel as a Zionist state. And as I told you here in this program the other night, even if John McCain was 99.999% perfect on every issue as far as I was concerned, if I somehow could draw up a big, long litmus test of issues, you know, if I had such strong opinions on such a wide variety of issues, I'm here to tell you that there's one reason alone that I oppose John McCain and consider him a criminal, and that is the role that he personally has played in trying to crush the dissent of the American men who survived the USS Liberty and who have been calling for an investigation. John McCain has stood in their way at every given opportunity, and we're going to be hearing more about that later from the men of the USS Liberty. But I'm here to tell you, on that reason alone, I say John McCain is a traitor, and I say he's a criminal, and even more so because of the fact that John McCain was a U.S. Navy man, and yet he won't stand with his Navy brothers. So for that reason alone, ladies and gentlemen, John McCain should be made to walk the plank. Now, this brings us back to all these kosher conservatives who've been attacking McCain. Frankly, I'm a little bit puzzled by it, folks. As I say, John McCain is not that liberal. John McCain is not a very likable guy. He even once pushed the mother of an American soldier missing in Vietnam, a lady who was questioning McCain about the issue of POWs and MIAs. And as we all know, those of us who've looked into it, I know many of you are aware of it, John McCain did an awful lot over the years, again, to crush the dissent of families of POWs and men and women missing in action from not just Vietnam, but previous wars. And that alone should raise suspicions in everybody's minds, particularly because of the fact that John McCain travels about you know, playing war hero. Now, I'm not here to tell you, you know, we don't really know what did or did not happen to John McCain in Vietnam. There have been a lot of allegations made about his Vietnam experiences, and frankly, at this point, I don't know what to believe anymore. So, for the sake of argument, I'm going to accept the fact that John McCain was a model prisoner of war vis-a-vis the terms of the Geneva Conventions, that he was not someone who traded secrets with the enemy for favorable treatment, as some people say. I'm just going to accept that he was exactly what we've been told he was, a war hero, that he underwent torture and agony beyond comprehension in the hands of the Viet Cong. And in that regard, folks, I think it's very difficult, frankly, and I know I'm going to upset a lot of the veterans out there, plus other people, by saying this, but I say this as someone who doesn't like John McCain. I think it's very difficult for any of us who haven't been prisoners of war in the hands of a brutal enemy, I think it's very difficult for us to judge how we would act if we were in the hands of the enemy, or even to judge how John McCain would or should act in the hands of the enemy. So if perhaps John McCain did trade information for favors, I'm not saying I excuse it, but I'll tell you what, if someone was breaking my arms and legs, I'd find it very, very difficult not to maybe give the enemy something they might want to hear. Now, I know there are people out there saying, oh my God, you wouldn't stand up for your country. Well, folks, I'll tell you what, if someone was breaking my arms and legs, I'd find it difficult to do. But that having been said, and I probably just lost half a dozen listeners because of those comments, I will say this much, that, again, accepting the idea that John McCain is a great hero of Vietnam, I think John McCain is a traitor and a criminal for what he has done to the heroes of the USS Liberty and for what he's also done to the families of the POWs and the MIAs who thought that John McCain, as a former POW, would support the men and women missing in action and believed in some cases to still be alive and being held as POW. So on those two bases alone, folks, that's the reason why we should oppose John McCain. You know, we can quibble over his campaign finance laws, and they are so esoteric that anyone in this so-called conservative movement out there, these kosher conservative leaders, they want to argue about stuff like that, something that the average person doesn't understand. Now, of course, the issue of immigration, we can certainly hit McCain on that. But that's just one issue out of many issues in the whole big picture. But, of course, it's one issue that John McCain has deviated, and very seriously so, from the Republican Party upon. That is, he's deviated from the grassroots Republican point of view on that. So that is a good reason to oppose him. But, again, coming back to how I started off on this, I'm not quite sure what's going on with the opposition of these kosher conservatives to McCain. It almost seems too programmed. And yet, I can't quite see so many of these kosher conservatives rallying behind Mitt Romney for the simple reason that Mitt Romney himself has flip-flopped on issues. So, you know, which Mitt Romney are we to believe, the liberal Mitt Romney or the conservative Mitt Romney? You know, I don't know, folks, but I do know that Republican voters have been had. They've been conned. The mass media directed attention onto Mike Huckabee, a Clinton Republican, a Clinton shill in Arkansas, controlling the Republicans in Arkansas for the Clintons. They did that to distract attention from Ron Paul. And now, Ron Paul's candidacy in Republican ranks, let's face it, it's pretty much over and done with. So, Ron, it's time to fish and cut bait. Are you going to run as an independent, or are you going to hang on to this corrupt Republican Party That's your decision. Stay tuned, folks.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We've got a couple callers, and we're going to go to them a little bit after the break, so those fellows, please stay tuned. I must tell you an interesting little story today. I was actually walking down the street, and somebody looking very officious and official came up to me and asked if I would like to get a free testing of my blood pressure and my blood sugar. So, well, you know, free medical treatment or free medical tests, folks, that's a good deal. And I thought it was probably about time that I do that anyway. And so I went in and I had my blood sugar and my blood pressure tested. And I'm pleased to tell you, although this will come as a disappointment to Abe Foxman at the Anti-Defamation League and Rabbi A.B. Cooper at the Simon Wiesenthal Center, but my blood pressure and my blood sugar ain't too bad. Could be a lot worse. So that's the good news. But in regard to that, while I was there, I happened to have a conversation with a nice old black lady. 70-year-old black lady. Forgive me, you 70-year-olds out there. I take that back. A nice young black lady who told me she was 70 years old. In any case, she told me this, that she had been diagnosed as being diabetic several years ago and then started taking medication as instructed by her physician, and she loyally stuck with her medication. And then she went blind in both her eyes. Well, you know what her daughter did? Her daughter went to a health food store, and and got some natural treatments for people with high blood sugar and for people with diabetes. And, you know, this lady's eyesight came back. And you know what this lady said to me today? She said, "Now listen, son, if they tell you you're diabetic, don't you let them put you on any medication." And I said, "Oh, don't worry about that." I said, "I'm a strong believer in natural remedies, good natural products." That's why I'm here to tell you that RBN's sponsor, Heart and Body Extract, is something that you might want to keep in mind, whether you're in good health or not. It's Heart and Body Extract. Extract supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. And as I said at the outset, folks, you know, it's all natural. So listen, I want you to check out hbextract.com on the internet, hbextract.com, or you can call their toll-free number at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Folks, I'm not here to say that you should ignore your doctors, and I'm not here to say that doctors are all bad, but I am here to tell you, as I say, from my own experience in working with natural remedies and from my own experience in talking with a lot of people over the years who've tried out natural products such as HBExtract.com and many, many other good products, they do work. So don't consider it quackery. The big drug companies want you to think it's quackery. The mass media wants you to think it's quackery because the mass media, much of their budget comes from the multi-billions of dollars in advertising from the big drug companies. You know, and of course, and then Madison Avenue, the advertising industry, which I'm told is basically controlled by what is known as the Advertising Lodge of B'nai B'rith. Yes, there's actually an Advertising Lodge, a division of B'nai B'rith, which is composed of people in the advertising business. Yes, these people are making lots of money out of advertising drugs and at the same time doing everything they can to suppress natural products and alternative therapies and treatments. A lot of people in the Patriot movement and in the, you know, in the nationalist movement, they are so ready to dismiss alternative remedies. I'm here to tell you, you shouldn't, folks. And I just thought that story the young black lady told me today was a very interesting story. Well, one big news item I want to cover when we come back from the break, but something else here, just kind of interesting. We often hear about faux fur. Well, it turns out that a lot of the faux fur, the phony fur, the false fur that's on coats being sold, and which are even coming out of some of the big fur companies like Saks Fifth Avenue, and I don't even really need to tell you who's in control of the fur business, and they have been for a long, long time. Same people who've gravitated to control of the liquor industry and the control of the media and the control of pornography and the, if not the direct control of drugs, certainly played a major part in facilitating the international transfer of drugs and, for that matter, the gambling industry. Well, in any case, you may be buying fur out there, ladies and gentlemen, what you think is faux fur. You might be trying to help out animals by not buying real fur, but it turns out a lot of the so-called faux fur, the fake fur, actually comes from coyotes, wolves, rabbits, and dogs. That's right. One of the ways they're trying to get around it is by they're using fur from an animal called a raccoon dog, which is indigenous to some Asian countries. But it's a dog, folks. And there are other dogs, too. So keep that in mind. Watch out for these fur peddlers, these furriers. It was the furriers that took over Hollywood, folks. Now they're killing real live animals and pretending it's fake fur. What a racket. Another scam. All right. One big...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper here at RepublicBroadcasting.org. Well, this is a big story, folks. It's big because it involves the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. And as you know, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith is a very powerful organization. And when A.B. Foxman, the national director of the ADL, speaks, people listen. And I want to tell you that here in Washington, on February 5th, in the Washington Post, that was yesterday, I was really eager to tell you about this, and then I went to sleep yesterday, but telling you here tonight, the Washington Post featured a right column op-ed piece. That means very prominently placed on the right side. Piece by Abe Foxman talking about a certain foreign government is demonstrating anti-Semitic displays. This foreign government, this foreign leader, is rehashing the ancient canard about Jewish control, vilifying Jews in Israel and as agents of imperialism, and adopting anti-Semitic stereotypes about Jewish financial influence. Instead of denouncing such hateful speech, this foreign leader, whose name I'm leaving out for the moment, instead of denouncing such hateful speech, by government officials and commentators in the official media, this foreign leader chooses to overlook anti-Jewish rhetoric and often endorses notorious anti-Semites in the media. Ladies and gentlemen, Abe Foxman is talking about Hugo Chavez, the president of Venezuela. Now do you understand? Now do you understand what I've been trying to tell you for so long, and which so many people have been trying to contradict me on? There have been so many people out there saying Hugo Chavez is a communist. Hugo Chavez is anti-this and anti-that. You know, he's anti-American. He doesn't like the American people. He's our enemy. The crusade against Chavez, the campaign against Chavez, was unleashed a long, long time ago, ladies and gentlemen, in small circulation Jewish newspapers in America. Then it started rearing its ugly head in the pages of the neoconservative publications that circulate in Republican circles, like Rupert Murdoch's Weekly Standard. Well, now it's being officially unveiled as a formal policy statement by Abe Foxman. The title of his column in the Washington Post was Chavez's Anti-Semitism. I think this should tell you folks what it's been all about. That's why we've been hearing so much dirt about Chavez in the mass media. Now, I'm not here to tell you again that everything that Chavez does is a wonderful thing. I might not agree with all of his domestic policies. I certainly wouldn't like to be one of his critics, because he does come down hard on his critics. But I'm here to tell you that he is no enemy of America, but he is an enemy of those who misrule America. He is an enemy of those people who have drawn America into foreign wars that have not been in America's interests. He is an enemy of the New World Order. He is an enemy of the people who are trying to use America's blood and treasure to rule the world. So remember, the next time you open up a John Birch Society publication or turn to some of these kosher conservative rags that tell you how evil and rotten Hugo Chavez is and what a threat he is to America, just remember that Abe Foxman and the Anti-Defamation League have now unveiled their public distaste, and that's putting it lightly. They've unveiled their public distaste for Hugo Chavez. I'd like to say you heard it here first, folks, but now you've heard it, so remember it. Now you know what it's all about. Some other time when we have the time, I'll tell you about the sabotage of an attempt by American Free Press to get an interview with Hugo Chavez, sabotaged by the reporter whose responsibility it was. A shocking story. Well, we're going to the phones. Let's go to Jim from Texas. Jim, what's going on?
Mike, you misspoke slightly about your John McCain diatribe. His broken bone injuries were sustained when he bailed out of his plane after he was shot down, okay?
Okay.
And when the North Vietnamese captured him, they refused to treat his broken bones until he swore forever and ever that he would be completely loyal to Israel and any other subjects, okay? and they promised him, John, you will be able to dance the Habe Nagila with the best of the congressmen when we're done fixing your bones, okay? And he's done that ever since.
Well, I tell you what, I thank you for correcting me on the origins of his broken bones. But
he went down near a lake in North Vietnam, and his bones were broken when he went down. And when they captured him, his bones were already broken. They didn't break his bones.
Well, you know, Jim, that is a very, very interesting point. I know for a fact that I read at one point that his injuries were from his treatment at the hands of the of the Viet Cong. That's very, very interesting to know that.
Well, his treatment was at the hands, Mike, his treatment was at the hands of the North Vietnamese. Because they told him they will treat him if he agrees to dance the Hare Nagila for the rest of his life, which he has held true to his bargain.
Jim,
you got to give him credit for that.
I'm gonna have to admonish you for the first time, Jim, because, you know, unfortunately, now I know you're being facetious, and I think most of our listeners are. But there are actually going to be some people out there, maybe people like Abe Foxman, who are going to say that Mike Piper and Jim from Texas claim that John McCain only got his medical treatment when he promised to be loyal to Israel. There are people out there, Jim, who will believe that.
He got his treatment because they promised him treatment. Only later on did he discover that it was only to dance the Hare Nagila. Okay, that's
well,
the way it works.
I tell you what, Jim. I'll just add my two cents there and say this: that I think John McCain, like a lot of other politicians, at least figured it out after he got in Congress. Because, you know, it's kind of interesting. Back in the summer of 1982, believe it was the summer of 1982, when the United States went into Lebanon, John McCain, who was like in his first or second term in the House of Representatives, actually called for bringing American troops out of Lebanon. That was probably, to the best of my knowledge, the last time in his congressional career that John McCain ever took a position that was contrary to the interests of Israel, because, of course, the Israelis wanted U.S. troops in Lebanon. I have a feeling, in fact, in all seriousness, I have a feeling that what happened was that McCain actually spoke his mind in that particular instance, and he began to be bombarded with so much pressure from the political forces of the Jewish lobby, both at home in Arizona and in Washington, that in his own mind, he finally said, well, if I want to go anywhere, I'm going to have to do their bidding. And henceforth, we never saw anything else but absolute servitude by John McCain to the interests of the Jewish lobby. So that is an actual fact about John McCain. That's why years ago, I kind of thought John McCain might be a pretty good guy, but he turned out to be a very, very real disappointment by the time he got in the U.S. Senate. And, of course, by that time we found out the way he was treating the men of the USS Liberty. And, well, his record speaks for itself. So,
Mike, you only talked about half of his statement. We should get our troops out of Lebanon, and we should form a semicircle around our gallant little ally in the Middle East who's beset by 100 gazillion Arabs, evil Arabs, and so we should protect them at any cost.
And, you know, and I'll tell you what, Jim, that's what you're saying is actually is true, because the fact is John McCain years ago said, and I mentioned this in my book, The High Priest of War, John McCain said that he thought it was in America's interest to get involved in a war in the Middle East to protect Israel. So yes, this is the way John McCain thinks. Now, he must have banged his head when he jumped out of the plane, or else the more simple and logical answer is that he knows where the money comes from. And of course, even General Wesley Clark talked about the fact that the New York money men, as Wesley Clark himself put it, the New York money men were the people who were shaping U.S. policy in the Middle East. And, of course, even Forward newspaper said that these New York money men, whom they identified as being Jewish, were the primary money men behind John McCain. So this is who is funding John McCain. This is who wants him to be the Republican nominee. And I think that whoever the Democratic nominee is, the New York money men, to use the term, are going with the Republican, in this case it's John McCain. I just don't see Mitt Romney going anywhere, and, well, be that as
Mike,
it may.
Could I have a closing statement here?
Go ahead, Jim.
Okay. For you to declare which you did, that John McCain is supposedly an American hero, would be like me saying that Benedict Arnold is a patron saint of the American Patriot Movement. Okay? It's the same thing.
Well,
think about that for a while.
Well, I didn't actually declare John McCain a hero. I just said, for the sake of argument, let's just say he's a hero on every other issue, but...
So was Benedict Arnold. He was a hero of Fort Ticonderoga, okay? He was a hero until he stabbed everybody in the back.
You've got it. Jim, you've got a point. I can't argue the point. You're absolutely right.
Well, I'll let you get on to other superfluous callers, so...
Thanks for your call, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jim put his finger on it. I mean, even Benedict Arnold was once a hero. Pretty scary, folks. This is the kind of hero we're going to, well, I don't know if we're going to elect him to the presidency, but there sure are a lot of people out there who think he's a hero and who think he should be president. Pretty scary. All right, well, let's go to Henry from Connecticut. Henry, come on up.
Yeah, hi. Well,
how you doing, Henry?
If you're talking about hero, if you're talking about John McCain, well, let me straighten this out. Okay. If you're talking about John McCain, and John McCain, first of all, wants to bomb Iran and Syria.
That's bad.
Yeah, I know. For you know what country he wants to bomb them for.
Well, it sure as hell ain't the United States, I can tell you that.
No, because he actually, I heard some Vietnam veterans, they said that they, that's a little before my time, I mean, I was like a baby then, but they said that, let me straighten this out, okay, they said that, they made a comment that they couldn't stand John McCain. Matter of fact, all veterans can stand John McCain. And also what his father did, they were like him and his father, they were like wearing the Navy. They were like staunch communists. Matter of fact, I think they were involved with the thing with the Liberty, too. We're covering
right.
That up.
Right. Old man McCain, Admiral John Sidney McCain, his father, was a key player in the part of the cover-up by the Navy of the events that happened aboard the USS Liberty, the attack on the Liberty by the Israelis. So, you know, like I just wrote an article on McCain this past week in American Free Press, both of the McCains, it's a family tradition of doing Israel's dirty work, of carrying water for Israel. So yeah, John McCain is no bargain, and I am glad to see, as you say, that there are so many veterans who really understand that John McCain is not quite the hero he's cracked up to be, no pun intended.
I don't understand, too, how he won Arizona, because I had somebody tell me that Arizona, he was so pro for all the illegal Hispanics in Arizona. That's another thing, too. Him and Hillary and Obama and Ted Kennedy, I mean, or Edward Kennedy, or Teddy, what's the other one? Bush. We're all for that amnesty thing last year. And McCain, and even Obama, and even and Edward Kennedy were staunch supporters of that amnesty bill. If they get McCain, you're going to have World War III.
The guy is a real warmonger, and that's why I think the big Jewish money powers are behind McCain, because He's the guy who can, you know, he can carry out a lot of these things that even George W. Bush couldn't carry out. Because, I mean, you know, who can question a quote-unquote war hero like John McCain? I mean, this is why people, you know, this is the amazing thing about it. Even though the Iraq War has become such a blotch on the Republican Party under the Bush administration, and even though John McCain's campaign was faltering months ago because of the fact that people were fed up with the Iraq War, there are still so many people out there who so easily forget, and they keep getting this business about McCain, you know, being a tough guy and a war hero, you know, and people like heroes. The American people love to be presented with a hero, and, you know, I often see these pictures. I just saw a picture of McCain hugging some old gentleman in some sort of veteran's hat, you know? I mean, these are the kind of images of McCain that are broadcast out there, and people people love heroes. But I tell you, James Thurber once wrote a very funny story about an American hero, and the funny part of the story was is that the hero was nothing like what he was portrayed by the mass media. And, you know, this was a funny story, a satire on the way Americans can easily be misled by the mass media and buy people as heroes. Well, it was a funny story when James Thurber wrote it, but I'm here to tell you, we've got a real live James Thurber-style American hero here in John McCain, who is everything that the mass media says he's not, and that is not a hero. So we got a real problem here, Henry. We got a real problem because I do think that John McCain is going to be the Republican nominee, and right now I can't see any sign that the people who control the media are going to let up in their promotion of John McCain as a hero. So, Henry, stay tuned. We are going to the break here. This is Michael Collins Piper. We'll be back with Henry when we return from the break. If that makes sense, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're wrapping up the hour here. This is Michael Collins Piper at republicbroadcasting.org. I mentioned a James Thurber story here. The story is entitled The Greatest Man in the World, and it's about a really sleazy guy named Jack Smirch. who becomes a national hero and how the media deals with it. Because this is what we've got with John McCain. Henry, are you still aboard with us? Okay, we lost Henry. I wanted Henry to stay on if he had any further comments, but he's gone. Well, folks, I do recommend this. If you like to read funny stories, and James Thurber, that's T-H-U-R-B-E-R, he was a great satirical writer of the past, one of my favorite writers. My mother used to read James Thurber stories to me when I was a child. They were some of my bedtime stories. I guess she thought I was intelligent enough to find them amusing. But in any case, the greatest man in the world, the story of Jack Smirch. Jack Powell Smirch. Well, we've got a Jack Smirch by the name of John McCain. And like I say, it all comes again down to this real problem we have in this country called the media. And that's why American Free Press, its slogan is "The media is the enemy." That's why American Free Press is out there. Check out American Free Press at AmericanFreePress.net. And that's why we have the Republic Broadcasting Network right here at RepublicBroadcasting.org, trying to bring you some sanity, some truth, some alternative to all the lies and the garbage that we get about all these real-life pal smirches who want to be our presidents. Or maybe in the case of Hillary Clinton, we should call her Palette Smirch. Oh boy, the feminists are mad at me now for calling Hillary a palette. Well, let's be egalitarian here, folks. We'll call her a pal, too. But I don't think that any of the current crop of candidates can be considered our pals. No, they are our enemies, folks. That's the problem. Enemies, we've got enemies in both of the major parties. And the last good hope we had in Ron Paul's candidacy seems to have folded as of yesterday. I'm urging Ron Paul to do the third party movement, to do an independent campaign, and just keep his ideas out there and spend that money that so many good people gave to his campaign. Spend it wisely. Spend it getting the word out there. Talk about vote fraud. Talk about the control of the mass media and how the media lies to people, Ron. You've got an image out there. You've got an audience out there. You're the closest thing we have to a national leader, bar none. And if you don't do it, who is going to do it? Not Michael Bloomberg, not Ross Perot. It's up to Ron Paul, ladies and gentlemen. So this is his opportunity. It's his opportunity to shine. Well, we are wrapping up this hour here, folks. I appreciate you tuning in. Apologies for not being here last night. God willing, we'll all be here tomorrow night. So I urge you to stay tuned for continuing good programming right here on Republic Broadcasting. And I'll see you here tomorrow night. Have a good evening.